Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
15 facts about men they'd rather not share. There's an old saying that men are from Mars and women are from Venus. The two genders don't understand each other so much that it's as if they're from completely different planets. Well, today, we'll be cracking open the hidden truths about the fellas. 15. Men aren't good at expressing their emotions. Women often complain that their partners don't connect with them emotionally, but the problem here is that women mistake verbal expressions of love with the feeling itself. Men feel love, they just show it in a different way. Women tend to talk about their feelings as a way to relieve stress, but men are usually tight-lipped about their emotions, perhaps because of some societal expectations of gender. Plus, talking about feelings just doesn't bring them the same psychological and physiological satisfaction that women get. 14. Men have different nightmares than women. Besides fantastical stuff like monsters or zombies, what often scares everyone in their nightmares is death, health issues, and personal threats. But scientists from the University of Montreal conducted a study of more than 10,000 accounts of dreams and established that there are some differences between what men and women most see in their nightmares. Men are horrified in their nightmares because of large-scale disasters, floods, earthquakes, and wars. At the same time, interpersonal conflicts occur in women's nightmares twice as often as in men's. 13. Men bend over to pick something up. Alright, we'll take a break from the heavy psychological stuff for a moment. Have you ever noticed that men pick something up by bending over it while women squat? Of course, not everyone does it this way, but this is typical behavior for most people. Maybe it's because women wear comfortable or restrictive clothing more often than their male counterparts, so they have to squat in order to not flash everybody their underwear, whereas men have unlimited range of motion. Or maybe women just don't want any dudes nearby checking out their butt. So does that mean guys bending over want the ladies to check out theirs? Ooh la la! 12. Men like women with a healthy weight. After some research on the topic, scientists at the University of Granada found that men prefer women who look healthy. We're not talking about coughs or runny noses here, but a healthy-looking weight. As much as a lot of women dream of and strive to get that model-thin appearance, men actually prefer women with some healthy curves, not stick-thin and light as a feather. 11. Standing with their thumbs in their belt is a way to attract a woman's attention. When a man wants to attract a certain woman's attention, he instinctively takes a pose that demonstrates confidence, bravery, and strength. This pose usually consists of standing with their thumbs hooked on their belt buckle. Our prehistoric ancestors had a similar approach, minus the pants and belt buckles. Males trying to win a female would just point to their crotch. Nowadays, such a gesture would be indecent, but the idea is still hardwired in us. When a guy holds his thumb on his belt, his hands do point to his crotch. 10. Men prefer compliments from other men. You would think that men care more about compliments from the opposite sex, but in fact, they're more pleased with compliments from other men. Linguists at Binghamton University found that people openly accept and give thanks for compliments only 30% of the time. The other times, they tend to humbly deflect or disagree with the person giving the compliment. The study also found that both women and men are more likely to accept and feel good after getting a compliment from a man than from a woman. 9. Men choose friends based on common interests. Psychological research on friendship among women and men concluded that friendship between men is mainly based on common interests, They like to play football, golf, tennis, or poker with their buddies, or to simply watch a game on TV together. Female friendship is mostly based on emotions and support. Women choose friends who connect with them on an emotional level. 8. Men are just as good caretakers as women. It's a common misconception that women are more suitable for taking care of other people, but you might be surprised to know that before the beginning of the 20th century, there used to be way more male than female nurses in most countries of the world, and they were perfectly good at their job. But the situation nowadays has flip-flopped. Only 4.5% of US nurses are men. As far as students in the field of nursing, only 13% are males. 7. Men eat twice as much around women. It might seem strange or kind of pointless, but it's a fact. Men eat more when they dine with a woman. According to researchers at Cornell University, men eat 93% bigger portions of pizza and 86% more salad than they would in the company of other men. Scientists believe that they do this in order to impress women. It might seem silly, but these are, once again, instinctual leftovers from our ancient ancestors. 6. Men have bigger brains. An adult male brain is literally bigger than that of a woman, approximately 10% larger. But calm down, fellas, that says nothing about any intellectual differences between the two genders. Men are just typically built bigger and have more muscle mass than women. That's why their brain needs more neurons. Otherwise, it wouldn't be able to control the body. Scientists have also found that the brain works differently in the two genders. Men use just one side of the brain at a time when they're focused on a task. They devote all their concentration and attention to this task. Women, on the other hand, are more prone to multitasking as they use both sides of the brain simultaneously. 5. Men prefer looser-fitting clothes with age. The clothes we wear affect the way we feel and how others perceive us. That's why a man in a nice tailored suit feels more confident at a business meeting. Yet preferences in clothes change with age. For example, many young guys wear tight pants or shorts even if they're not so comfortable. With age, the desire to be fashionable is replaced by the desire to be comfortable. Therefore, men often switch to a looser cut of pants or shorts as they get older. 4. A man's lifestyle largely depends on his IQ. In a study of nearly 50,000 men born between 1949 and 1951, researchers from the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm found that a man's IQ level often influences his way of life, particularly whether or not he abuses alcohol. According to them, men with a lower IQ often drink too much. However, they also outlined that this could be caused not only by a lower IQ, as the men who abused alcohol also often had emotional problems. Nevertheless, scientists believe that a higher level of intelligence leads to a healthier and more responsible lifestyle. 3. Men lie twice as often as women. The average man lies to his colleagues, boss, or partner 6 times a day, while women only do it about 3 times a day. This conclusion was reached after a 2009 survey carried out by the 20th Century Fox before the release of the TV series Lie to Me. It turned out that men lie twice as often as women, and the most common untruthful phrase was, "It's okay, I'm fine." There's something kind of sad about that, don't you think? 2. Men walk slower next to their crush. It might seem hard to believe, but scientists have proven the fact that a person's walking speed depends on who they're walking with. So a man moves 7% more slowly when he's walking next to a woman he's interested in. If a man's going somewhere together with a male friend, they both move at a speed that's faster than their normal pace. As for two women walking together, this pace is the slowest. 1. Men spend a year of their lifetime staring at women. A man spends about 43 minutes a day looking at 10 different women. This amounts to 259 hours, or about 11 days each year. So between the ages of 18 and 50, a man will spend 11 months and 11 days admiring the ladies. Women, however, look at men for only 20 minutes a day. Between the ages of 18 and 50, they spend just 6 months checking out dudes. These figures were reached by employees at Kodak Lens Vision Centers, who held a survey among 3,000 people. They also found out that the most common places to check out the opposite sex are supermarkets, pubs, and nightclubs.